Many groups are concerned about the increasing cost of Social Security, while other groups are disturbed about the declining funding for children's domestic spending. What's your plan for balancing the increasing cost of Social Security and Medicare while still supporting programs that affect children's spending?
That was my question for Republican presidential nominee John McCain when he held a downtown Indianapolis meeting in the Emmis Building. Although McCain answered previous questions with ease, he seemed slightly taken aback at this 12-year-old pipsqueak asking a question. Some of the supporters, too, swiveled their heads to get a better look at me. Who was asking about Social Security? After McCain lectured for a minute about the importance of a bipartisan agreement, I finally received some straight talk from the Straight Talk Express.
I will reach out my hand to the Democrats, and I will ask the American people and the Democrats to reach out their hand to me. We've got to sit down at a table and realize our commitment to you. Here's a little straight talk, my young friend. Social Security will not be there when you reach retirement age unless we fix the system. Medicare will not be there unless when you reach retirement age unless we fix the system. That's not an appropriate behavior for any government, because we have to, because much of the payments that are now made in Social Security are going to pay present-day retirees and not for those who are making the contribution. We're going to have to fix it. There's tough choices that are going to have to be made. It has to be done in a bipartisan fashion.
Although Senator McCain answered the question, he offered few details, and by the end of his response still had no definite answer for the problem. This surprised me because at 71, McCain should probably be receiving Social Security benefits. For me, Social Security is very important because my parents are concerned about it too. They came to the U.S. from India with very little and have worked hard to save money. The average American receives a little over $1,000 a month in benefits. With the cost of living on the rise, that amount is not going to be enough for me or you in the future. In my opinion, kids ought to care about the issue. Businessweek states that Social Security will be dead and buried by the time my generation reaches retirement age. Senator McCain did not seem prepared for my question and had to pause several times during the answer. A joke did not help his cause either. In the end, his answer surprised me because he was vague and didn't give a really solid answer. I want a president who is short on talk and long on action. That means lots of planning for the future, whether you're 12 like me or a senior citizen like McCain. For Y Press, I'm Harishi Deshpande.